Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we're talking here live from Ditka's on the heart of Chicago, the city of the big shoulders and home, of course, to a certain football team which has carved out a special place in the pantheon of professional football greats. That team, which is known the world over as the Bears.
Third and one from the Bills' 9. Williams under center, hands it off. Trying to cut it back is Khalil Herbert, but he's knocked down and tripped up by Rasul Douglas.
The Bears are 7-point underdogs, but don't count them out.
Looks over the middle, and it's intercepted by Micah Baskerville, and this might go the distance unless Bouchel can trip him up. He cannot, and it is an interception return for a touchdown.
At game's end, there will be two teams of contrasting moods heading off the field, my friends. One glum, one gleeful. The gleeful of which being the Bears.
The Bears!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
That reminds me, I have, how many friends do you have that are Bears fans? Do you know any? I have at least two. I'm trying to remember the second one right now. I'm going to text them.
I don't know that I'm friends with a Bears fan.
There are not a lot that are out in the wild.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a Cowboys fan, like a Yankees fan.
I know a lot of Giants
or
fans.
A Leafs fan or a Notre Dame fan.
Lakers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bears fans, I forgot to text him after the weekend because I meant to and say, like, tell me you're not planning the Super Bowl already based on Caleb Williams. Hey, good morning.
It would be tough to take the preseason plunge in Chicago.
It would be tough. And I would say you shouldn't take it on Caleb Williams because he showed a couple things. Anyway. Jeremy and Joe, hey, good morning. We're here on WGR. It's a Monday, and it's, well, post-game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I, believe it or not, watched that whole game a second time last night.
Wait.
Yeah.
You watched the whole thing once.
Yeah.
And then went back and watched the whole thing again.
Yeah, the first time I watched it, it might have been drifting in and out of the second half. But I want to make sure, you know, I see everything.
Yeah.
And it ended up being one of those games, maybe you've done this before, where you know the score of a game, you know the outcome, and you're watching it, and you're thinking, how on earth does this get to be how it ends? 33-6, right? I'm watching the game, it's deep into the second half, and the score is 13-3. Like, what happens here? How does this become 33-6?
Uh-huh.
I'm still waiting. How? And then, of course, you know, the pick six is a big part of it. Shane Buechele is a big part of it.
Yep.
The Bears embarrass, loose term here, embarrass the Bills, humble the Bills, whatever you want to say. It's a game that does not count. It's a game that does not matter. We know that. But But
it's not a good thing.
Sean McDermott was mad.
Yeah.
He was upset. He thought his team, what? Didn't come to play? Didn't, what? Take it seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, in preseason we can say, hey, nobody game plans. That's right. Neither did the Bears. And whatever. It was 6-3 with the starters in. And then it got out of hand. It got sideways. So we'll talk about it. What you saw, what you took away. Bears, Bills, preseason game number one. You got to the stadium. If you went, what'd you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's an experience of watching the game or playing catch on the sideline with Josh Allen, whatever you were doing.
Or walking past the stadium might have been your biggest takeaway.
I'll tell
you. Across the street, because it's getting tall.
And pictures from inside the current stadium to look at the new stadium are a new angle I'd not seen before. So that's kind of cool, too. So
they showed that on the broadcast,
they
right?
They did, yes. Yeah. Yes, they did that. People were sending pictures they took from the stands of the stadium. Kind of cool to see that visual from up there. So, okay. That said, we know we all take the preseason pledge. Mm-hmm. Nothing means anything. The biggest takeaway from the game is Caleb Williams, though, right? How do you not buzz about Caleb Williams after that game? Not because he put up 6 points on 2 drives, which is not that impressive, but because he did the things he was drafted to do. He showed off. It's almost like, Joe, an elaborate pro day. And the pro day was against pros. These guys are pros, and he looked pretty darn good.
He looked good. The one throw he made where he's rolling out to the right and he kind of throws the ball, not quite back across his body, but out to Kmet, who's like 20 yards down the field, and it's pretty much right where it needs to be.
Yeah, 30 yards on the fly, on the run, full speed. That is a Josh Allen throw.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a whip. That arm is super talented.
Yep.
And the angles he can throw from... Yeah, you saw a lot of good things. I mean, you saw a Bears quarterback that, you know, normally Bears quarterbacks aren't supposed to be able to do things like that.
It might be a question right now in Chicago, and it's kind of a joke. Is he already the best Bears quarterback of all time?
After one preseason game.
Okay, on talent. Is he already the most talented Bears quarterback of all time?
Yes. Right?
He might be. Like,
I don't know. Someone call in and tell me how good Sid Luckman was in the 50s. He might be the answer.
We're talking about a franchise, and we've had Bears guests on over the weeks talking about how DJ Moore is soon going to be the all-time leading receiver because the all-time leading receiver of the Bears played in the 50s.
Right.
So this is a franchise that hasn't passed the ball in decades.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 2 years ago set a modern era record for fewest passing yards. It's been a mess. And Caleb Williams... drafted number one. The profile is there. I do not think this is the same thing as, hey, Nathan Peterman had a nice preseason. I do not think it's the same thing. I think Caleb Williams was really impressive. It'll come down to whether or not, you know, he can process the game and beat defenses. And this is the same thing it is for every quarterback. But he made some plays in that game where it was legitimately impressive. And, you know, it's one thing about the comparison for the Bills and any other team for the Bills. When the Bills arrived and Josh Allen became Josh Allen, one point I like to think about is that the league did not become static at that point. Like, okay, you have the second best quarterback for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
You might, but there will be others that come and try to take that crown, whether that's Stroud or Love or Lamar or Joe Burrow, who's been in the Super Bowl, or Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Other teams will try to come up to the top and find the second best quarterback. And at one point, you know, a guy that was the best quarterback in the league, maybe we thought that of Russell Wilson for a hot minute, and now he's not.
Right.
Not to say Allen's falling off. It's just the point is the league is not static, and another great quarterback will arrive, and maybe a couple others have. I don't know if Caleb Williams will be great.
Thank goodness one of them's in the NFC, though.
That's right.
Finally. Holy cow.
Maybe two of them. Maybe Jordan Love and Caleb Williams.
Yeah, because before that, they were all in the AFC.
Yep.
They seemed like they were all flooding to this spot.
Yep. So, we'll see. One thing that I wonder about going into next week, and this happened last year, too. Last year, the Bills played their opener, and McDermott was not satisfied, and the starters played again.
Was that that was the Steeler game that they struggled in? That was the first game, though?
The first game was the Bears game.
Okay.
Then they played in the Steelers game, the starters, and then that's the end of it, I believe. I don't think they played in the third preseason game. They did not. So, they played against the Bears to open up, and then played against the Steelers in the second game.
They played against Indy. No. They played against Indy in the first one.
You're right.
I don't think they played much in that
one.
I have
the order backward. They played against the Steelers. He was unhappy.
Yes.
And then played their starters in the preseason
then
finale.
Then they played against Chicago.
Which means it's a second consecutive season that Sean McDermott rolls out the starters in the preseason and is unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Will he play them again? This time against Pittsburgh.
I mean, I would bet the answer to that question is going to be yes.
I think so, too.
I think they're going to play next week.
I think he's
going to
be upset enough.
Yeah.
I know that it wasn't the starters that got down 33-6, but he was upset. Talking about his blood pressure, talking about any time you put on this uniform. I mean, those are strong words from a head coach.
Yeah. Three and out. They did go... Allen comes out, halfway through that long field goal drive at the start of the second quarter? So... You know, you kind of got what your Allen piece of the game. Like, you're so little to even grasp with that. But then everyone else is on the field with Trubisky for a while, right? And you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling has a drop there in front of everybody. That's not quite the starters, but there were still a good chunk of starters in there when Trubisky was at quarterback for a piece of his time.
Somewhere in the NFL or somewhere outside the NFL are 500 wide receivers that cannot believe that MVS has made it in the league as long as he has, dropping the ball as often as he does.
Yeah, he's always been. It's always been a thing.
It's always been a thing.
Yep.
And he dropped one in the preseason. He drops him at training camp all the time. That's one of the reasons he's out on the street of hell when the Bills sign him. And we thought he might make the team, but I don't know, maybe not. He's going to let you down. If he's on the team, he's going to let you down.
Yeah.
So that's
buddies with Allen.
He's buddies with Allen.
So I don't know. Does that get you on the team?
It might.
Plus guaranteed money, or are you just going to get the benefit of the doubt?
It might.
They would have known he has drop problems when they signed him.
Yeah, it's no secret.
I mean, they would have been stunning if he didn't have a bunch of drops.
What's stunning is he doesn't have catches. You'd think you'd mix those in. And those seem to be few and far between, whether it's at camp or, of course, in that game. 803-0550. What did you learn, if anything? You know, listen, it's okay as the potential creator of the preseason pledge to tell you that don't take away anything from these games. The games do happen, and I feel like it's fine to have takeaways from them without saying, you know, this team's going to go 2-15. I don't think anybody thinks that. So don't worry about being shouted down by the preseason pledge. It just means you take it in context. You know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to give us a call and offer up an opinion, we're happy to have you. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Neil tweets in, the thing I took away is if Josh ever comes out or ever went down, I'd probably watch a different team the rest of the year. The other two guys are beyond bad.
I did have that thought during the game, which was, man, if Josh wasn't on this team right now, isn't this just another drought Bills team? The roster with a replacement level quarterback like a Mitch Trubisky, isn't this just a regular old 6-7 win Dick Geron team?
That might be true of
a lot of teams with a franchise quarterback.
Yeah,
that's probably right.
Yeah, I mean, would that have been true of Mahomes last year and the Chiefs? Maybe. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football, and their offense was bad with him. Maybe they had a great defense.
Yep,
but no, I mean, Trubisky is one thing. Trubisky missed a bunch of throws. And then Shane Buchel. Woof. I mean.
Yeah. He had a nice spin move, though.
He did have a nice spin move.
He had that one nice spin move in the backfield.
I was watching Buchel and really locking in on Buchel, thinking, you know, every time he took off to scramble, okay, you're not making any team by your running, buddy. You might as well start winging the ball. And then he threw a pick six.
To his defense, they could not block anything, I felt like, that entire game. Right?
Yeah. There were a number of times.
I felt like every time I looked up, a quarterback on the Bills was running for his life.
That's true. But here I am about to utter this phrase, and I never thought I would say this, but I was watching Shane Buchel get to the top of his drop and saying, throw it, and he would hold on to the ball. So sometimes he's got to come out quick. All right, we'll get to the phones. 803-0550. Plenty to get to on this. I have found value in the preseason. I'll tell you what that is. Legitimate, not snarky, value. As we roll through a Monday. Hey, Paul. Good morning. Paul in Akron.
Hey, good morning. I just, with keeping in mind, like you said, the preseason pledge, I just wanted to look at our starters versus their starters. That's it. Okay, the rest, I know the game doesn't mean nothing, but when I looked at that and I was just like, wow, we couldn't do nothing. Our first series, 3-0. We tried Cook running to the left. He got stuffed. It was just, it took my level to a lower low than what it is. You know, I kind of expected, just like you guys say, oh, we got Josh, we got a chance. And now I'm thinking, just like Joe just said, you know, like, oh, God, we'd be picking high in the draft if we didn't have Josh. I mean, it did not look good, and now my expectations are, like, lowered because of that game. And I know it's a pledge I need to take, like you guys do, but still, just looking at our starters versus their starters, we did not look good. And I know it's not a whole game, and you can't, you know, you can make adjustments, and we didn't get to do that because we threw second string, third string in there. But to start off, we didn't, it doesn't seem like we got a good start, guys. And, you know, I've just found them say, I'm a little worried now. So well, I don't know how you guys feel. I'll hang up and listen. You guys have a good morning.
All right, Paul, thanks. So I'll get right to the because what he gets to is basically what I have discovered for me is the value of the preseason. I don't think you should be worried. But I would say this, and to me this is a, whether it's a complaint point about training camp or whatever it might be. I was talking this over with my wife. Like last night at dinner, I'm just kind of telling her like how I'm thinking about this game and how to put it in context and what I'm trying to say. And she actually came up with a better way to say it, which is this. In training camp, there are 32 different versions of the story of the season. And then the season starts and there will only be one story, and that's how it goes. What I mean by that is, right now, training camp, every team is endlessly praising everything good and nothing bad is happening at anybody's camps. Everybody's in the shape of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Every touchdown is celebrated.
Except Dallas camp when Jerry Jones opens his mouth.
True.
That's the one bad thing
Fair.
That's happening. Yeah.
But training camp season is hype season
yeah.
for everybody. If you doesn't matter who you are. Daniel Jones gets praise for, oh, he looks pretty good out there. Oh, look at him sticking up for his teammates. Malik Nabers catches everything. Go to every single camp you want. Everything is great. Everybody's working hard. And when you have a positive play at camp, it, of course, happens against your own team.
Mm-hmm.
Only the positive is really remembered. Hey, pick six for Taron Johnson. That was awesome at camp. We saw that play. Granted, it happened against whichever Bills quarterback,
yeah.
whichever receiver didn't get open, or a touchdown down the seam, and someone didn't carry the tight end. So the only thing that camp is for the positives. And then the preseason does one thing. It reminds you that all you actually care about is the result. It's... Mm-hmm. The preseason is a reminder. The results don't matter, but it's a reminder that results do. Because training camp is all about story time. Oh, everybody's great.
Right.
Think of how many different wide receivers have a good story to make this team, whether it's KJ Hamler or MVS.
Tyrell Shavers.
Look at his experience MVS has, and now he's buddies with Allen. Hey, he's yeah. played with Rodgers and Mahomes. And yeah, you know, maybe he could be an asset to them. These are words that I would have said. And what happens? You drop the pass. They get him off the team.
Right.
The preseason is a reminder that other teams have stories too, and you go head-to-head, and all that you really care about, most of us, is not the syrupy, beautiful, everybody's on the same page, we love how selfless everyone is. Who cares? Win games. Like, we're here to see you win games. The whole idea is win games. And doesn't matter if you win a preseason game. I don't care if you win any of them, ever. But it is it's like a bucket of cold water to the head. Of, oof, oh, that's right. Games are what matter.
Right.
Not the stories we all tell. It doesn't matter if everybody eats. It doesn't matter if, you know, what pick your narrative. That stuff doesn't actually matter once we get to how does it look? How do the results look?
Mm-hmm. They did. Are there any lessons to take away with, like, how they use guys? Because I saw Nathan Janke, someone from PFF that like breaks down every preseason game and like where guys are being used and
obsessively.
How often. Obsessively. And he had for the Bills, so 9 snaps with Josh Allen. This is what we're going off of, by the way. 9 snaps
all
is all
right.
he played. Coleman was the only Bills receiver that played all 9 of them. That's not a surprise, though, right? Rookie, they'd want to throw him right in. One thing that might have been a little interesting that I would project though, can't possibly be true once games get real. Shakir and Samuel were on the field for only 1 snap together. Like, it was one of the two. They added up to, like, 100% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to be normal, right? It was when they had 2 receivers out there, it was never both of them, it was only 1 of them, and they did a lot of that, and maybe that's something they wanted to work on right away in the preseason, was more 12 personnel, but They were only on the field one time together. Otherwise, MVS was out there a few times with Allen. Coleman was out there. Remember, Hollins would have been, but he didn't play, right? We assume he would have gotten a few of those. But it was never really seeing Shakir and Samuel at the same time. It's worth keeping an eye on. Because I've not, to me, they're their number one and number two receivers going into the year. And the idea that they would be kind of in a rotation rather than both being utilized all the time, just that's not an idea that sits well with me.
Well, that's where Allen says, you know, we didn't game plan. We didn't do anything like that. We didn't want to show too much. That's something else we, of course, want to mention the preseason. Every year I want to tell you that when Rex Ryan was coach of the Jets, he let an author of a book, writing a book about the Jets season. Let that guy call third down defense in the preseason.
Yes.
And he called a pick six.
Yep. Sean McVay yesterday on the Niners and Cowboys game, he spent, I think, a whole quarter on the Rams broadcast.
Right.
While the game was going on. Wouldn't he normally be calling plays? He's like, hey, OC, you want to call this quarter? Because I'm going to go on with the guys on the TV. Yeah, it's the preseason.
It's the preseason. But again, back to what I'm saying about that cold bucket of water, it wakes you up. If you had concerns about the offensive line, you actually start to look for those against another team. Against your own team, whatever, who cares? And again, they're on TV for the first time. They're not on TV when you're watching a training camp. It's just a couple thousand people are there watching highlights, looking for stuff, one-on-one, DB drills, all that. You know, you're looking for traits.
But there was nothing, of any of the position battles, if you will. We didn't learn anything, right? Nothing changed from Saturday. Really, this was the part of, there was so little that went well that there's really no takeaway of, man, blank took a big step in the receiver competition. Or Kyrie Elam, really, just safety-wise, there was nothing, because so much of what happened Saturday was not good. There's no, this guy took a big step forward towards earning more playing time in the regular season.
No, really?
No, there was no individual story.
Nobody did.
Right.
But did Hamler, because of the return game?
He dropped one.
Right? He did drop one. He also had a nice return.
Yeah.
But he did drop one. Shavers had a drop. That stinks.
A lot of guys had a drop.
MVS had a drop.
Yeah.
That stinks. Coleman had a catch.
He had a catch.
He had a catch.
That was it.
Yeah.
So, not really there.
He had a catch, and contrary to what some might say on Twitter, that is not generating separation, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's not what people are talking about when they're saying he can't separate.
Kingsley Jonathan, there you go. That guy, there he is again, just getting pressure.
He did have an offside, didn't he?
Did he? Okay. We'll see. There you go.
Penalty. They had a lot of,
even a guy I liked on Saturday, didn't even remember that.
Yeah, they had a lot of penalties. You know, 10 years ago, or probably more than that, Doug Marrone was furious that the Bills lost the Hall of Fame game. And I thought it was ridiculous because they lost in the fourth quarter to scrubs. And who cares? These guys aren't on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. Fast forward to today. Sean McDermott was mad.
Is he mad they lost, though, or is he just mad they...
He's mad at...
They played... Was the Marrone game they were mad... Was that a close game they lost?
They lost it, in the final minute on a deep throw to a guy...
That's a little different than being blown out and, just you didn't show up, basically, right?
That's what I mean. For Marrone, yeah. I thought, who cares?
It seems Marrone cares about the result of the score of the game.
Whereas I think McDermott really cared about how they looked and how they played and how they coached. And the head coach's assessment of that. Here you have Sean McVay on the broadcast.
Yeah.
I don't know that McVay would handle it differently, but McDermott has a lot of pride. I think he's an intense guy, and I think he cares. And the idea that he was mad about that, to me, is different. He was mad about the way his team showed up, and he didn't think they showed up. So that's preseason game number one. Kevin writes in, I read somewhere the Bills ran only four basic running plays. The Bears ran some stunts, which the Bills made no attempt to counter. That might explain the awful run game. It's the preseason. Who cares? No one got hurt. You're not going to hear me complain about the run game.
No.
I'm never going to complain about the run game in the preseason. I mean, I'm not complaining about the first team offense.
I mean, in the past, we're taking a lot from the preseason to jump to this, but in the past, when, the question's been asked of McDermott or Brian Daboll, hey, do you guys want to be running the ball better? And then they go, oh, yeah, we want to run the ball better when we do. There were times that offense couldn't run the football and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm wondering if that's true of this team, right? If they show up to the regular season and they can't run the ball, will it matter? Because in the past with Josh Allen, that hasn't mattered. Now, I don't know, they might need the run to set up the pass more than they ever have before.
803-0550, our phone number. Sal's going to check in at 8:30 today. Until then, pretty much wide open. Lots to talk about on that preseason game, number one. What'd you think of Caleb Williams? To me, he is the story of the game by 10 miles. And that's one where I won't really listen to, oh, who cares, it's the preseason. That was about traits. He was drafted for elite traits. He was drafted because his play style is like Mahomes, and for better or for worse, that kind of play style is going to get guys drafted. And for Caleb Williams, to me, those comparisons have always made sense. He does look like he plays like Mahomes. That throw that everyone's geeking out about looked like a Mahomes slash Allen slash elite modern quarterback traits throw. So if I'm a Bears fan, I'm over the moon right now. I don't want to see him again for the rest of the season, and I'm locked in like I never have been before because they have somebody that might be worth rooting for. So preseason game number one in the books. We'll get your thoughts on it, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. It's Buffalo Bills football Monday, kind of. It's preseason.
It's a preseason Buffalo Bills.
Give a call, Monday. And if it's a bad call or a little rusty, that's okay. Preseason for everybody, baby, right? It's preseason for everybody. Fall-like conditions out there, that's a good sign. Monday, August 12th, Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Eight on the play clock, Trubisky in the shotgun, back to pass, fires out to the right side, complete to Coleman for a first down as he turns, gets past the sticks, and steps out of bounds at the 19-yard line. First down, Buffalo, on Coleman's first reception as a Buffalo Bill.
Chris Brown on the call as Keon Coleman makes his Highmark Stadium debut, Bills debut.
Big ovation in the crowd when he got that catch.
Yeah.
As you'd expect.
He got a couple targets. Got targeted in the end zone by Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
Was there some contact there? Maybe. Was it his best route? Maybe not. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Caleb Williams.
He almost every time he was out there was like right up on the line being pressed.
which I expect him to see a lot of in real life. And that's the test for him.
Right.
What can you do with that? There was one play where I noticed, again, like it's preseason, but I am sensitive to a couple things, Joe. I'm sensitive to the Bills sending out non-receivers as receivers. So when there was the throw to Reggie Gilliam down the field,
yes.
I went back to see where he lined up.
Was he a tight end?
He was kind of like a slot tight end spot.
Okay. All right.
This fear in my heart is brought to you by Dawson Knox and Latavius Murray lined up out wide last year.
Yeah.
Like that should just never happen. And I hope the Joe Brady offense doesn't put who would be the worst person to line up out wide. Gilliam might be the worst.
Who's their sixth offensive lineman that winds
David
up
as
tight
Edwards.
End sometimes? Yeah, David Edwards.
Whatever.
Gilliam, would it be better? Is it the number? Would it be better? Gilliam, when he first showed up with the Bills, wore number 86.
That would be better.
Would it be better if he was still wearing 86?
They should switch him back.
When 41 is running routes down the field.
It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, 803-0550. Phil and Pendleton, we're taking your calls. We're taking the preseason pledge, but whatever. You got your first look at the 2024 Bills. You know, you want to share something that you saw, you can. It's a Buffalo Bills football Monday, kind of. Jeremy and Joe with you here. And Phil's up. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Pleasure to hear you guys every morning. And I promise I'm keeping the preseason pledge. But, you know, I was at the game and watched the first series by the ones. It's kind of ho-hum. Josh had a second series on the way before the first quarter ended. And as it ended, I watched him go to the sideline, arms open, talking to the coaches. I can't help but thinking that he was like, look, let me just finish this drive and then I'll get out. But you know, if he wants to stay in, if that is the case, obviously I can't hear what he was saying, but if he wants to stay in, you know, if you're the coach, are you letting him? Are you like, look, Josh, you're too important? You know, I understand the momentum of, you know, at least getting a touchdown with your guys that can potentially propel you into the next game or even the regular season. But is that important, do you think?
I don't care enough about it. I don't, but it's funny. Like, he wants to. I guess part of your question, Phil, do you do it because he wants to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's wanting it, if he's hungry for it, do you let him, like, kind of complete that feeling? Or do you just, like, look, it's just preseason. We have a game plan for this. Forget about it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, for me, I'm not a football coach. Sean McDermott has a decision to make. Do I want to get him in there because he feels like he could use the reps? That's a line to walk. Me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't risk him. He scrambled and slid. You know, he stayed healthy. Okay, everybody stayed healthy. That's the big part. Ed Oliver was banged up on the first play?
I think it was the first defensive play.
Okay, and he left and came back, and he's okay.
He didn't come back. He was cleared to return.
Right, sorry, cleared to return. He came out of the medical tent, cleared to return. If Ed Oliver had said, I want to go in there, what would you say?
Maybe we just, you know, we already got a scare.
Yeah.
Maybe we just we chill out here.
I do think that there are different rules for different players, and some players are so valuable you don't want to play them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that player says, I want to play, that's tough. That's where the head coach makes his paycheck, I guess. What do you decide to do? I wouldn't worry about the momentum of getting a good offensive drive. I would worry about that if I was a team like the Raiders, and I'm trying to figure out if Aiden O'Connell is the better option over Gardner Minshew. Or if I've got Anthony Richardson, who hasn't thrown a football in a competitive game since, what, October of last year? Mm-hmm. Or if I've got, you know, somebody that needs a little bit of up-to-speed play.
Or if you have a competition going on.
Yeah.
Right?
That to me, says, let's go have a competition. Let's show what you got to do. MVS versus Tyrell Shavers. They have something to prove. Let's find out who looks better on tape against some coverage. Allen has proven just about everything he needs to prove, so I would not risk it. And I know you can call plays that protect him. He can hand the ball off a bunch of times, quick throws, balls out, tell him not to scramble. He will anyway.
He did once in this game.
He did
slide.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Williams was under pressure and scrambled. And
even at that point, though, if you're handing the ball off and you're, hey, let's only do screens here and quick throws, and like you're not even really running your offense anyway.
Right.
Right.
So what, like, are you gaining?
What am I getting out of it? If momentum is what I'm gaining out of it, then I'm not risking my season being derailed because I needed to build momentum in the first preseason game. So I would hope the coach did what he did in that moment, which was, nah, like, let's come on, quarter's over. That's what we said. Let's call it here. We'll keep the, you know, Trubisky might have to go in for you at some point during the season. So we're going to give him a shot with the first team offense because I'm practicing what it would be like if you've got to leave for a drive.
Yep.
Like there was a drive last year against the Jets, I think, where he had to leave for a couple plays. So, okay, we'll put him in there for that. And it didn't look good. They did get down to like the five. I shouldn't say it didn't look great. The first drive.
Yeah. Ken writes in, Javon Solomon and Carter, the rookie defensive lineman, look good, like they can play in the league. Epinesa going through the motions, didn't have any moves or quickness, so still a question. Backup linebackers may be a problem. Not concerned about the offense other than backup QB. That's from Ken. And more calls from you guys. Whoever wants to call in, we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. I did think the depth defensive ends, there's some juice there, but again, it's only one game. It's only preseason. My Bears buddy, I texted about Caleb Williams, says, you know, I wonder about the offensive line. So who's good, who's bad? It's tough to tell after one preseason game.
Yeah. I mentioned there was one rush I really like from Kingsley Jonathan beat him tackle like on the hop, like barely got touched. But I'm not forming an opinion on Kingsley Jonathan because of one preseason game.
Right.
Like he was second on the Bills in pass rush win rate last year. The only player on the Bills that was better was Rousseau. So if we're trying to figure out, hey, who's making, like Sal talked about this a little bit on Saturday, that position, that's kind of tough to figure out who's going to make the team right now behind Rousseau, Vaughn, and Epinesa. And maybe Solomon, because he was drafted, would be in there too. But Kingsley Jonathan, like the stats are there, the numbers are there, and he immediately made a nice play in the preseason. So he was someone I noticed on Saturday.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. Milano, Vaughn, the Bills are, of course, managing both of them, what they want to do with them, which makes sense, right? These guys are coming back from major injuries.
Yep.
Vaughn's been a consistent player at camp, so is Milano.
I was wondering if he was in uniform, Vaughn. So I think maybe he even went out for the coin toss. So I'm like, this guy's not playing, is he? He's 35 years old, coming that injury from a year and a half ago. There's no way he's playing, right? And sure enough, he wasn't playing. He was just in uniform, and that was it.
Preseason, if nothing else, Joe, is also a time to pat yourself on the back for the flyer you took on a player in fantasy football.
Oh, my. It's hard. That is maybe harder to take the preseason pledge for than anything. Is, like, if you drafted DeAndre Swift a week ago, and then you watch him break that giant playoff against the Bills on Saturday.
Yes.
Aren't you going, oh, it feels pretty good? I traded it in a dynasty league for Dontavian Wicks.
Oh, he looks
last
amazing.
Week.
He looks incredible.
I saw a 65-yard touchdown. I'm like, how am I supposed to not react to that? Do a little fist pump because he had a giant play.
You can give us a call about that as well. Who's the guy you stashed in a keeper or whatever, and you're just thinking like, oh, yeah, now's my time. A.T. A.T. Perry.
A.T. Perry.
With the Saints. I saw a couple, A.T. Perry about to be a problem. Okay, let's have it.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, he had a big day. Jermaine Burton.
Yeah,
he's not exactly a stash. He was a receiver in this draft.
Yep.
And he got loose twice for Cincinnati. Speed, down the field, good moves. Preseason pledge.
No chance.
I've scored the steal of the draft with Jermaine Burton. I drafted him on, Saturday afternoon. My family, our family league, our dynasty rookie draft. I got Jermaine Burton, and then 6 hours later, he went awesome in the Bengals preseason game, which makes me a genius. Sorry, that's how it works.
Uh-huh.
You're right, though. That the hardest part of the preseason pledge is, ooh, this running back got loose four times. What if he wins the job?
Yeah, it's not even like, it doesn't, for me, it's tough. It doesn't have to be a big play. I saw, again, this is one where like I got to kind of put this aside, like ignore it. Jaleel McLaughlin, McLaughlin in Denver. Like I saw that he got seven snaps with the starters. And I went, oh, okay, arrow up. They think of him as a starter. He didn't even do anything. He just played seven snaps. And I was reacting to it, so I need to stop.
Mike in West Seneca. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks, Mike.
I just like to say, I don't know who made the call about whoever made them two challenges was outstanding. That's what the Bills need.
I saw some immediate takeaway, like, oh, John Perry. helping out the Bills. Mm-hmm. McDermott wins two challenges, which I believe is, I saw, did Joe Biscaglia tweet, someone, one of the Bills beat guys tweeted this, that it was more challenges than McDermott won all last season. I think he won one challenge last season, and he won two in the preseason opener. So, John Perry?
Take the preseason pledge. Don't count the challenges yet.
No. Just they weren't doing the Hawkeye in the stadium.
Just because he's good in the preseason. No. And the new rule this year is if you get a challenge right, any challenge right, you get a third. You don't have to get both of them right. Just one.
Yeah.
You get one challenge right, you have two more still to use.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The real goal of the preseason, number one goal, is get through without an injury.
Yes.
And so far, so good.
The Chiefs didn't do that. Marquise Brown out for weeks.
Right.
Might be, last I saw was like maybe it's, 6 weeks.
It's a dislocated.
It's a very long word.
It's like a joint or something, isn't it?
The way that I read it was that his collarbone broke into his sternum, which can be very bad if it hits the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill had a similar injury and missed about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So Hollywood Brown out for a little while. You said Malik Nabers has an ankle issue.
I saw the Falcons lost like their third round pick for the season with a torn ACL. And there were some teams with
they
stuff.
Also lost Rondell Moore earlier for the season.
Yeah.
803-0550. Zoe, we'll get right to you on the other side. More of your phone calls. We're going to break in and chat about the Bills' debut this season. Your first chance to look at the 2024 Buffalo Bills preseason game. And if you want to offer a thought on what you thought of Caleb Williams, I mean, I'd love to hear that as well. I was impressed. I mean, thought he looked great. And the Bears are in primetime a bunch this year, and they look like they'll be worth a watch just because of Williams, who will be able to make incredible throws. Will that translate to wins? You know, we'll see. Jeremy and Joe, more of your phone calls, 803-0550 on WGR.
Dancing up a two over the double team. With a rebound. Up ahead for Booker. Exclamation point.
He's a bad boy. Night, night.
Eight threes for Curry.
Team USA wins gold. Somehow Curry does not win the MVP. A joke.
Okay, wait. I know.
A joke.
He shouldn't have. I know he was unbelievable, but before the last two games, he actually was having a bad tournament.
Listen,
LeBron was good every game, the whole thing. But I understand.
It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. I don't care. I do want to say this, though.
He had the moment. That's more
American hero, Steph Curry. GOAT shooter of all time. And, I mean, he's probably this before this tournament. I can't think of any NBA player I've ever loved more than him. I love him. Nothing brings me joy in sports like watching that dude start to, I've used this phrase a million times on this station, rain fire.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
There's nothing like it.
Exhilarating.
Yep.
You've seen him do it 1,000 times, and he launches one into the air, and you're like, no way.
The last one especially.
Yeah, not
this
one.
He chucks it into the sky,
that's
like,
too bold.
No chance.
No way this one's going to. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
The best. The absolute best.
It was incredible. And the other thing, like, okay, he didn't win MVP. No one will remember that. They'll remember the moment.
Yeah.
And the moment was that dude went off. In a game that was close, it was a three-point game with 3 minutes left, and he hit four threes in a row for Team USA.
And if you haven't seen, there's a video going around, the French highlights. The French call of Curry raining that fire. And the translation is on the screen as they start screaming, how is this possible? How is this possible?
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
You get the moment, too, because the game was close.
It was good enough, yeah.
And you haven't gotten that a lot. Like, France had to make those last two threes Curry made. They had to make that important. Wembanyama hit a three coming back the other way. If he doesn't, oh, it's a 15-point game, and it's already over. But because they kept coming back, and like, oh, Steph, you got to make another one. Oh, Steph, you got to make another one. Holy cow, that dude.
803-0550. Preseason pledge is in full force, but we're talking about the Bills' preseason opener against the Bears, and you can give us a call. Zoe in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Zoe, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Good, good. I just wanted to say, I liked that backup quarterback, even though he threw that interception. He looked it better than Trubisky to me. Maybe because he was younger, had a little bit more torque on his wheels of moving, his mobility. I'm not too sure Trubisky going to make the cut. Frank Gore Jr. looked pretty good to me also. Caleb Williams, he seemed like he might be something special. He looked like he's the real deal. He got strong arm, mobile, smart, quick decision making. The offensive coordinator seemed like they're trying to stretch the ball out to all these speedsters out there. Even though, you know, the Bills fans don't get too, you know, upset, they really not trying to show nothing at all. It seemed like they were just calling Matt in plays, you know, single back, 34 stretch, hand it off type of deal. But the chemistry got to get together because even from the first snap, I thought it was a couple of false starts, honestly, but I know preseason they didn't call them, but it seemed like the chemistry worked. They need more of.
Do you mean, the false starts, do you mean, was it Spencer Brown, somebody, like one of those ones where the tackle's getting off early?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the same thing and wondered, you know, another season in the NFL where we're just waiting. We don't understand if that's going to get called or not. I thought the same thing.
Yep. They had it. Was when Josh Allen was under, I mean, not under center, but was in the game. It happened like, I thought I seen like two times. And it seemed like they just, you know, and that's one of the reasons why they want Allen to play, so they could hear his cadence and, you know, with the crowd and them getting be on the same sequence. But they definitely need that chemistry together, all of them.
Yeah. Thanks, so.
On Buchel, by the way, this is worth pointing out. Jay Skursky tweeted this after the game, that he went for x-rays after the game, and then there was never a follow-up that I saw. So maybe there's an injury with him also. You know, like it, you said, like you saw more from him than Trubisky. I don't know. It's tough. He had 16 dropbacks and he took 6 sacks and threw a pick 6.
Buchel?
Yeah. Like that's, he took 6 sacks on 16 dropbacks.
Most of those.
Again, that's not all his fault.
No,
but
I thought a couple of them, he held the ball much too long. Trubisky, he'll be a topic maybe. He's a $2 million cap hit. And could the Bills do better at backup quarterback? He's on a 2-year deal. There's an out after this year, but, you know, he's friends with Josh, and we know that matters for getting that job. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Mike, stick with us. We'll get to your call on the other side. And when we get back, I saw a stat on the Bills over the weekend that I'm going to give to you right when we get back that surprised me because it kind of runs counter to something we think about them right now. Tell you that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dancing up a toe over the double team. With a rebound. Up ahead for Booker. Exclamation point.
He's a bad boy. Night, night.
8 threes for Curry.
Team USA wins gold. Somehow Curry does not win the MVP. A joke.
Okay, wait. I know.
A joke.
He shouldn't have. I know he was unbelievable, but before the last two games, he actually was having a bad tournament.
Listen,
LeBron was good every game, the whole thing. But I understand.
It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. I don't care. I do want to say this, though.
He had the moment. That's more
American hero, Steph Curry. GOAT shooter of all time. And, I mean, he's probably this before this tournament. I can't think of any NBA player I've ever loved more than him. I love him. Nothing brings me joy in sports like watching that dude start to, I've used this phrase a million times on this station, rain fire.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
There's nothing like it.
Exhilarating.
Yep.
You've seen him do it 1,000 times, and he launches one into the air, and you're like, no way.
The last one especially.
Yeah, not
this
one.
He chucks it into the sky,
that's
like,
too bold.
No chance.
No way this one's going to. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
The best. The absolute best.
It was incredible. And the other thing, like, okay, he didn't win MVP. No one will remember that. They'll remember the moment.
Yeah.
And the moment was that dude went off. In a game that was close, it was a three-point game with 3 minutes left, and he hit four threes in a row for Team USA.
And if you haven't seen, there's a video going around, the French highlights. The French call of Curry raining that fire. And the translation is on the screen as they start screaming, how is this possible? How is this possible?
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
You get the moment, too, because the game was close.
It was good enough, yeah.
And you haven't gotten that a lot. Like, France had to make those last two threes Curry made. They had to make that important. Wembanyama hit a three coming back the other way. If he doesn't, oh, it's a 15-point game, and it's already over. But because they kept coming back, and like, oh, Steph, you got to make another one. Oh, Steph, you got to make another one. Holy cow, that dude.
803-0550. Preseason pledge is in full force, but we're talking about the Bills preseason opener against the Bears, and you can give us a call. Zoe in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Zoe, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Good, good. I just wanted to say, I liked that backup quarterback, even though he threw that interception. He looked it better than Trubisky to me. Maybe because he was younger, had a little bit more torque on his wheels of moving, his mobility. I'm not too sure if Trubisky going to make the cut. Frank Gore Jr. looked pretty good to me also. Caleb Williams, he seemed like he might be something special. He looked like he's the real deal. He got strong arm. Mobile, smart, quick decision making. The offensive coordinator seems like they're trying to stretch the ball out to all these speedsters out there. Even though, you know, the Bills fans don't get too, you know, upset, they really not trying to show nothing at all. It seems like they're just calling Matt in plays, you know, single back, 34 stretch, hand it off type of deal. But the chemistry got to get together because even from the first snap, I thought it was a couple of false starts, honestly, but I know preseason they didn't call them, but it seemed like the chemistry worked
they need more of.
Do you mean, the false starts, do you mean, was it Spencer Brown, somebody, like one of those ones where the tackle's getting off early?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the same thing and wondered, you know, another season in the NFL where we're just waiting. We don't understand if that's going to get called or not. I thought the same thing.
Yep, they had it. Was when Josh Allen was under, I mean, not under center, but was in the game. It happened like, I thought I seen like two times. And it seemed like they just, you know, and that's one of the reasons why they want Allen to play, so they could hear his cadence and, you know, with the crowd and them getting be on the same sequence. But they definitely need that chemistry together, all of them.
Yep. Thanks, so.
On Buchel, by the way, this is worth pointing out. Jay Skursky tweeted this after the game, that he went for x-rays after the game, and then there was never a follow-up that I saw. So maybe there's an injury with him also. You know, like, you said, like, you saw more from him than Trubisky. I don't know. It's tough. He had 16 dropbacks, and he took 6 sacks and threw a pick 6.
Buchel?
Yeah. Like, that's – he took 6 sacks on 16 dropbacks.
Most of those –
again, that's not all his fault.
No,
but
I thought a couple of them, he held the ball much too long. Trubisky, he'll be a topic, maybe. He's a $2 million cap hit, and could the Bills do better at backup quarterback? He's on a 2-year deal. There's an out after this year, but, you know, he's friends with Josh, and we know that matters for getting that job. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Mike, stick with us. We'll get to your call on the other side. And when we get back, I saw a stat on the Bills over the weekend, and I'm going to give to you right when we get back, that surprised me because it kind of runs counter to something we think about them right now. Tell you that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.